Where in the Bible will I find why God rejected the offering of Cain? Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Dearman. And for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. It is evident that all of what God said to men in the first age of the world, the patriarchal age, is not recorded in the book of Genesis, but enough has been recorded to let us understand the principles upon which God dealt with them and upon which they acted. It is said of Abel that by faith he offered unto God a more excellent, that is, more acceptable sacrifice than Cain. Paul said, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, Romans 10:17. Where there is no word of God, there is no faith. Cain and Abel must have then had the word of God on the subject, but only Abel offered a sacrifice according to the word of God, or he could not have offered it by faith. If he had varied in the least particular from the Lord's direction, it would not have been by faith, but by his own wisdom. Whenever man deliberately turns aside from anything that God appoints and does something else instead, he sets the wisdom and authority of God aside and sets up himself as the authority. This is just what Cain did. He did not have enough faith in God to do just what he said. While the excellency of Abel's offering was that his faith in God was strong enough to lead him in every step that the Lord directed. He did all that the Lord commanded and did it as the Lord required. And it takes all this to do anything by faith. Enough is said in the Bible regarding the principles upon which the two men acted to show that God did speak to them and told them exactly what to do, and that Abel obeyed just what God said, while Cain went his own way. In all ages and dispensations, it has been necessary for man to do exactly what the Lord required in order to enjoy his blessings. And in all cases where people turned aside to go their own way, as did Cain, they failed to receive any blessings from the Lord. And these are the principles upon which men must act now, if they would be blessed by God. Today, the gospel plan of salvation is still God's way of saving people, but man wants to add his own plan, such as faith only. These will not receive the blessings of God. God's commandments and his way must be obeyed in everything we do.